Hi, Doc, can you hear me now?
Hello, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope your day's been fine.
Oh, wonderful. I praise God.
Good. Great to hear that. Praise God indeed. Well, we are going to be continuing with, our discussions on, the cycles of life. And of course, very important to discuss is the stage of pregnancy, the very beginning of a new life. So we're going to talk about creating the healthiest environment for a safe and healthy pregnancy. Now, Doc, what are some of the things that we need to know when it comes to this particular subject?
Well, first of all, we know that pregnancy is used to describe the period in which a fetus develops inside a woman's womb or uterus. And definitely when this happens, it will be a start for many of us, a new stage of life. And many times also, the man, the husband, the father-to-be will be part of this process. But in some cases, we do not have the male presence. And that does not mean the woman cannot take care of herself, because we are living in a world now that is so diversified, that has so many faces of problems here and there and things to deal with, that it could be that a woman can be in this new stage of life, possibly even for the first time, and there is no man there present to really support and help. Because it's not something that a woman will be able to, as God Almighty did it. The man is the one that donates the sperm and the woman the egg. So it takes two now to take care of this stage in life. And therefore, it would be wonderful if both of them are present. But like I'm saying, we live in a world that has a lot of issues today. And that is why we have to encourage such a lady. Yes, maybe she did not plan for it. Sometimes the men too didn't plan. But then it has happened. And during this time, a woman must take care of herself.
Now, before you continue, Doc, so in an instance like that, where the man is not there and it's now just a lady who is there and the man is not there to support, does it have a bearing on the health of a fetus? Does it really
Absolutely.
Matter?
Absolutely, except if, and that is why it's good to talk about this type of thing, so that the effect on the fetus will not be too bad. And the woman definitely should not do it alone. Get a mother, a sister, a good friend to support. Because the happiness, the joy of a mother-to-be definitely has been found to affect the life of the fetus and the birth of the child. Complications happen many times when the emotion of the mother is not right. And many things can happen. And that is why even if a woman do not have the father present, she must seek help. If she belongs to an organization like a church, she should seek help. She should not be ashamed. This is where the matter really is. I've heard of cases, not one, not two, of college students getting pregnant, delivering the baby in the toilet, leaving the baby in the toilet and try to run away.
My goodness.
Because they have not been able to find how they will face the shame, especially in Africa, the shame of being a mother without a father. So this is where we should encourage our young girls. If such has happened, they should seek to speak to their mother, or a trusted sister, or even a friend. This is what is going on. And then to put two heads together and see how such can be held, because another life is coming. And this life must be given the opportunity to live, and to live well and to live right. So it's very important, and that is why it's good to mention these things, to think about how will I manage this pregnancy. I must confess to you, in Africa, especially the part of Africa that I am, mothers do not usually talk about this with their girls. At least my mother did not. I had to learn, and they didn't teach us at school, so I had to learn by studying myself.
Yeah.
There used to be a book at that time, the title is Every Woman. If you are a woman, I will have asked you if you ever read it.
Every Woman, that's what it says.
Every Woman. That was the book I read that educated me on what to expect in pregnancy, what to do at what stage, and what to expect as the pregnancy is growing. That was how I learned it, by reading that book, Every Woman. Nobody taught us at school. My mother did not teach us, and we were three girls. They just think that such things should not be talked about. And that when you get there, you face the situation. But it shouldn't be that.
All right. Are you back with us, Doc?
Yes, I'm back here. I was saying that it's not right to be ignorant.
True. Very true. Very, very correct what you're saying. Now, Doc, one of the things I just wanted to check with you is the diet issue, during that pregnancy. How critical is this issue of the diet?
It's very critical. In fact, very, very critical. I love the ministry of late Dr. Ajata Thrash, Ichipan's Institute, Alabama, USA, and I often refer to her books and her write-ups and even online counseling sheets. And she wrote about diets in pregnancy, emphasizing that the best diet in pregnancy is a vegetarian diet, a plant-based diet. That is where you will find all the vitamins and minerals. Some people think that it will not be enough. Well, it will not be enough if one do not have the food available. But if one will plan and seek to have basic nutrients that God gave us in the beginning, fruits, grains, whole grains, some nuts. A pregnant woman should take a few nuts every day. And vegetables. Lots of greens. That will be adequate to feed the fetus and the mother as well. Both of them, they need to eat very well. So that she can carry this pregnancy and so that the fetus can be well fed. Otherwise, the mother may throw up a lot because the fetus must take the best out of the mother. And she may be lean and the fetus may be well fed, but it is better that two of them are well fed. They must have enough greens, some protein in cooked beans, tofu, nuts, seeds, vegetables, raw vegetables, cooked vegetables, even vegetable juices, a half cup of squeezed vegetables added to the eating or let's say drink just before eating the lunch is adequate. And then for morning, eating lots of fruit. And then as much as possible, varying the diet, not eating the same thing every day. That way, the pregnant woman will have enough nutrients. Today, it's more dangerous to eat animal source food. The animals are diseased. It's second-hand diet. It's better to take it first-hand as the animals themselves take. Soya beans is out in the world today, and they are very good as a good, complete protein for the mother and the fetus. But when we talk about diet, I do not forget that the pregnant woman should not drink alcohol nor take poisonous drugs. In fact, if possible, no drugs at all.
Yeah.
Except in emergency situations. So it is, and I'm talking about prescribed drugs now, absolutely no street drugs, no alcohol. When I was working in the hospital, it was a sad thing to see mothers deliver and have fetus or a newborn baby, neonate, that is already an alcoholic. Can you imagine that? And they have to give the newborn some amount of alcohol until they can wean the baby from alcohol.
My goodness. The
mother has been taking alcohol so much and has been sipping through the placenta to the fetus. Neither should the pregnant woman smoke. no cigarette smoking. If for the sake of the child, the mother should stop smoking when she knows she's pregnant.
Yeah. Now, I've got a question coming on the line from Brother Rasila here on the line. He says, can both parents be intimate when the woman is pregnant? Does it affect the child or not?
Science tells us it does not affect the child. The Bible tells us not to do it. So which one do we believe? So I can't tell you exactly where it is in the Bible right now off my head, but I knew I have read it that the woman should be left alone during this time to have the child and no disturbance. But science says no, there is no disturbance and that it is still okay to have coitus during pregnancy. So this is where the two lies.
Yeah, so well, the listener will then decide which side do they take. Now, Doc, before I let you go, you know, pregnant women normally would wear loose clothing, you know, and would perhaps stay away from tight fit clothing, etc., etc. Now, does clothing affect the health of the mother or the baby at all during pregnancy?
Both of them. Tight clothing affects the mother and it affects the unborn child.
Oh.
Why? Because it does not allow proper circulation of blood vessels, blood across all the vessels in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And the disease that affects man today, one of the reasons is poor circulation. And also, apart from tight clothing, before time runs out, let me also mention that the extremities, the feet of the pregnant woman should be well clothed, especially when she's sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm.
If possible, wear a pair of socks for proper circulation. Improper circulation causes congestions in the placenta area.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces circulation, and therefore, there isn't enough oxygen reaching the fetus. That can actually lead to the death of the fetus.
Mm-hmm.
It can lead to stillbirth. So it is very necessary that women wear loose clothing. But you know that today's fashion, many pregnant women are not wearing loose clothing as it used to be.
Yeah.
They still wear tight clothing and so forth and expose their extremities a lot. And this is very unhealthy. And so complications in pregnancies, many people don't know that there are simple things that can be done to avoid such complications. And clothing is one of them.
Well, lastly, Doc, any other thing that expectant mothers should be knowing during this stage of the child's life?
Yes, one of the things to note very well is the mood of the mother. It's not a well-known thing or well-talked about, the mood of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
A happy mother is more probably going to have a healthy, happy child. But a pregnant woman that is unhappy, that is distressed, it affects directly the unborn child.
Mm.
So the child's already labeled with such a problem even before coming to life. So the mood of the mother is very important. And this is where the father plays a large role to make his wife happy.
Mm.
And the single mother to seek for those who will support her so that she's not in a bad mood or at any time during pregnancy. This is very important.
Mood
of the mother. It affects the health of the child.
Very important indeed. Well, Doc, I do want to thank you so much for your time and for coming through. We are going to be connecting once again next week, same time. Have a blessed weekend and a beautiful
Sabbath. I wish
Sabbath.
You the same. The Lord keep us till then.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.